Passport, please. And what is your purpose of visit to the Russian Federation? All right, right. Right. And how long is your duration of stay? All right, I see. Sorry, sir. There seems to be some issues with your visit, and I can't give you the green light to pass this gate right now. So I will ask you please to wait over there while myself or someone else will come and have a little talk with you in a room. Nothing to worry about, it's just protocol. Just please wait, and we'll answer your questions in another time. Thank you for your patience, sir. It happens to be that you will be coming with me to try and sort this issue, if this is possible. Follow me to the room. Take a seat, please, sir. Now, I would just like to ask you a number of questions. It is just protocol, remember, as I said. Now, here is the paper, and I would first like you to tell me your family name. Is it spelled like this? Okay. Then put a comma, and your first name is... Now, below is where I will write where you were born and the year. So, what is your location of birth and the year you were born? Oh, nice place. I was thinking of going there one time. And your date of birth? Close to mine. Nice. Now, tell me, and I will write below, what is your current occupation? Are you employed, unemployed, a student? What is it? Right. I see. Right. And when I put your name into the system here, the information you have just told me right now does not match what you put in your visa application. Why is this? Can you not see how this can be coming over a little suspicious? Well, no, I am not singling you out. We have to be doing this as a protocol for all people with your nationality regarding the recent events that have happened. Remember, did you watch the news? So we have to be extra careful of who can enter those gates. But when I see your application doesn't match up with the information that you're telling me right now, this is very strange, and I'm sorry to say, but I don't think the reason for this visit you're telling me is sufficient enough. May you care to answer this question again? What is your reason for visiting the Russian Federation? Sorry, it's a habit to bite my pencil. No pressure, come on. No. This is the problem. If you were here to visit someone, you would have a private visa. This, sir, is a tourist visa you are on. I would make sure that you are telling the truth, because now your luggage is being collected from the plane, and we will have to look through it and find any clues about your real information, and even strip search you, because I am sure you must have some forms of ID with you. Now, you either get stripped by me and another colleague, and we will ensure we do get the truth for you, or you can do it easily right now and give me the real reason why you came, or any evidence that you definitely came here to visit someone. So, have you got the names of the person that you're going to visit? That is not the name that anyone in this country is called. No, I do not believe this for a second. What is the work or something that you're doing business with? You're taking too long to answer, which means that there isn't one you can think of that won't compromise your real plan you came for. Interesting. Well, let me call in my other colleague here. That will be her coming on her way right now. She will help me get this answer from you. It's a two-person job. Oh, shaking now, aren't you? I can see the fear in your eyes. You think we're going to hurt you? Oh no. We aren't so stupid to bring more problems into this bureaucracy and all. We have other kinds of methods of having the suspects tell us the truth. There is no harm whatsoever that will be caused for you, so you can stop shaking. Relax. If you're shaking, the truth is easier to get out. And just take in this experience, and then you will finally tell the truth. The truth will feel amazing for you. It must be so hard keeping up with these lies, especially in a strange place that you've never been before. I can see that it is your first visit. Well, it was meant to be so. Ah, here she is. This is Anna. She is my fellow officer. She'll be helping me carry out this protocol. We don't really like to explain to our suspects beforehand what is going on because then they are more, how to say this, prepared and can sustain themselves for longer. Sorry, I'm not sure how to express this more properly in English. Do you know better, officer? When they know what is happening, it does have less of an effect. So my fellow officer here will be tying your wrists onto the arm of the chair you're sitting on right now. But first, before that, we are going to have to take all of the clothes off from you. Anna, can you help me please instead of filing your nails? Thank you. Okay, let's get all these clothes away from you. There we go. I'm gonna take your belt off and pull your trousers down just like. And I'm going to take your top off, your big muscles. Johnson.
I wanted to deal with the boxers. I'm pretty mad about that.
Okay. Now that you are completely naked, just how you're meant to be, please sit back down and don't resist the restraints being put around your wrists.
This is so exciting.
Now we are ready to begin, but before, this will not end until you decide to tell us the truth, okay, dear? Well, at least until your bags have been checked and that we've ran a few more background checks, but... Okay, I think I shall stop talking now, as you must be very curious about what is going to happen. You almost can't wait. But the thing is, we won't tell you what is going to happen, okay? We're just going to come more closer.
More closer, like this, up to you, like that. And we're going to do something.
I'm just going to lick your nice little ears.
And you're going to tell us just why.
Shirt off now. Oh yeah, we put our t-shirts on. Or this, while the world.
We're on our knees now, begging to know. Please, sir, tell us all of your secrets. Now I see you will explode and will tell us. Your secrets will set you free. Are you telling us? Spy, you are. Can't say that I'm surprised. If only you just said it straight up, we could have saved so much time. Now I think it's time you're taking to the cell. Not for long now, I promise.
Kill you?
Seriously? Kill you? No, we're just holding you up in the cell until we can do the paperwork to send you back home. Jeez. No, we don't care what the internet says. It's fake news. We'll be taking you to the cell now. Thank you for your cooperation.